Here at the Late Show, then, on the BBC. In our part of the world, it's Russell Walker with you. Storyville, in a moment, we should be here. T'other side of Betty Everett. And it's in his kiss. Shoop, shoop. So that'll be on. You could sing along, Hairbrush Classic. And then a Trucker's Truffle tonight from Bob Seger, who really is the master of the Trucker's Truffle, he is. But in about half an hour, 35 minutes, we shall be having one of our regular catch-ups with travel writer, travel broadcaster. He's all over the place, is Andy Mossack. However, once a week he likes to come on with us. By the way, we don't buy his tickets to the places he goes to. Just want to point that out. We don't buy his tickets. He does that himself. He's freelance, don't you know? However, every time he does come on, I've no idea where he is. I have the clues here. Would you like the first clue? Let's open up the envelope and find out where he is, shall we? Hermetically sealed. There we go. Clue number one. And if you do know, help me out. The Lorraine Motel was made famous as the site of the 1968 assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. It now forms part of the National Civil Rights Museum, which charts the history of civil rights from the 17th century to the present day. Clue number one for where in the world is Andy Mossack. It is obviously America, but where exactly? That's why I need your help on this. The Lorraine Motel, in our location, made famous as site of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., now forms part of the National Civil Rights Museum, which charts the history of civil rights from the 17th century to the present day. Clue number one. There is another clue. That'll be just after the 11 o'clock news, but where do you think he is? He's in the South, isn't he? He's in the States. He's in the South. I can't place exactly where he is. There will be another clue coming, but you might know. Lorraine Hotel. 0345-303-3333. If you can spot him, or for the Sid Sound, 81333. Russ, at the start of that message. It's here at the Late Show, then, on the BBC. A couple of early guesses, or early bits of help here for where in the world is Andy. Hello to Chris. Also hello to Paul in Hunslet in Leeds. Both saying Memphis tonight. Andy is in Memphis. You know, you might be right. I think you are right with that. Memphis. Second clue is in another envelope. I shall open that one up. Just after the 11 o'clock news, but the Lorraine Motel. It's now the home of the National Civil Rights Museum. It has to be the States. Memphis, I think, is a very good guess, but you might think differently. 81333 and Russ at the start of that message. Yep. Now, as promised, let me open up the envelope and get clue number two for where in the world is Andy Mossack. Lots of people saying Memphis is his location. Maybe the second and final clue is going to do it for you once I can get this envelope open. You have to excuse the fat fingers. Second clue as follows, then. Steve Cropper, could have been nasty, Booker T and Donald Duck Dunn formed the nucleus of the house band for this famous record label, which was based in this city. The band later found fame as the Blues Brothers, together with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. So when you watch the Blues Brothers films, it's all the musicians in it. Steve Cropper, Booker T, Donald Duck Dunn formed the nucleus of the house band for this famous record label, which was based in this city. And the band later found fame as part of the Blues Brothers, travelling rhythm and blues review, as they called it in the film. Chris, and he's in Memphis. Paul, Memphis, that's got to be it here. Linda in Epworth says, I think Andy's in Memphis. And do you know, Andy reminds me of Sinbad, always on his adventures. I shall put that to him a little later, Linda. I think he's slightly more ethical, though, than Sinbad was throughout the course of that story. Where do you think he is? Do you agree with Memphis, or have you got somewhere else in mind? 81333, Russ at the start of the message. John Ballantyne, you believe Andy Mossack is in Memphis, Tennessee. That's good. He says David Edenthorpe. And brilliant, as always. So we've had a lot of guesses, a lot of ideas. Consensus vote says it's Memphis, Tennessee, where Andy Mossack is. We're going to find out in a couple of seconds' time. Thank you for all of the situation soundtracks. Now, though, as always, we've had a couple of clues. for Where in the World is Andy Marsack, and you have let me know your many and varied suggestions, although we've been leaning to one place in particular tonight. A very famous place for all sorts of different reasons, for cultural significance, historical significance. Time to find out where in the world Andy Marsack is. Hello there, Andy.
Good afternoon, Russ. How are you doing?
Well, there's a bit of a giveaway as well with time difference.
Yes.
We've settled on Memphis, are we right?
You are bang right. Yes,
excellent.
Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the Mississippi.
Memphis, Tennessee is where you are in the world. And I have to say, if I need to put together a to-do list of places I need to go, and Memphis is about as high as it can possibly get up my list. I'm so jealous.
I'm sorry to say, yes, but I have been on the most incredible little journey, and if I can, just indulge, because this is the climax, if you like, of a nine-day road trip, which began in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the Ohio River,
okay,
and then crossed through Kentucky into Tennessee, went to Nashville, and then ended up in Memphis. So it's been a fantastic 9 days.
Wow.
Brilliant, brilliant. And it's called the Only in America road trip.
So who puts together the road trip then? Is there the tourist board?
Yeah, it's the two CVBs, the sort of convention and visitors centres who run Kentucky and Tennessee. And they've put together this great little trip because it just takes you into some wonderful little cities that really are iconic in the history of America. Really brilliant. I mean, I started, for instance, in North Kentucky, in Covington, and a place called Newport, which you probably wouldn't think is in Kentucky, but mm-hmm. Newport, Kentucky, was, before Vegas, the gangsters, bootleggers, gambling capital of the world.
I'm there. Book me a train ticket.
I'm there, exactly. I mean, the Cleveland mob, George Remus, he was basically running that town, and it was a fantastic thing. So we went on a gangster's tour. I'm giving you this whirlwind quick zip through. the National Underground Railroad is
Yes,
is
I know
there.
That well, yeah.
Yeah, so Kentucky basically was the slave state, and then the Ohio River crossed to Ohio, which is the border, and that was the free state. So the Underground Railroad isn't actually a railroad. It's, you know, they were just getting ferrying slaves across the river in boats and anything else secretly. So that was the sort of center of the National Underground. So that was brilliant. And there's this great museum which charts all of that. So that's a wonderful place to look at. And then I popped over to Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky. Which is, believe it or not, don't ask me why I know this, it's one of the homes of wrestling in the States. Yeah, lots of wrestling happens in Louisville.
I didn't see any of that, I have to say. But there is the Louisville Slugger, so as a baseball, if you're into baseball, that's where they make the baseball bat. But it is the boyhood home of Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And I visited this beautiful little kind of, I suppose, clapboard home, really. Very simple, but it's in an old part of Louisville. Still there. They're renovating it at the moment to make it look spick and span because it was a bit run down. But it was Ali's boyhood home. And obviously, Muhammad Ali is very big in Louisville. There's the Ali Center as well, which is a tolerance museum, which is great. And it's also the place where you get the Kentucky Derby. So Churchill Downs is the place to go horse racing there. So that was great. Then I zipped over to Lexington.
Is there anywhere you haven't seen on this trip, Andy?
I am so buzzed up at the moment. I've had a great time. If you're into bourbon, it's the Bourbon Trail and horse farms. That was great. But the great thing, I'll tell you something else. Have you heard of the Shakers?
No, I haven't. You'll have to tell me about
them. The Shaker movement, which started in Manchester, believe it or not. They're like a sort of a spin-off from the Quakers.
Yes.
The Amish. And they make furniture. Probably, you know, Shaker Furniture is quite well known. But there's this village in the middle of Kentucky, which is an original Shaker village. And all of the sort of original buildings are there. And you can stay the night, which is quite cool.
Now, I've got to say, Andy, just to bring the story sort of a little more up to date. Now, you are currently sat here in Memphis. And just tell me who you have spent the evening or the afternoon with. And then tell me the reason why. Because now this is really, really what I'm incredibly jealous about.
Sorry,
okay. I mean this is heartbreaking for me that you've got to do this. So just tell me what you've been doing this afternoon, mate.
Well, This afternoon, I was actually in Nashville because that's where we were. There's the museum called the Musicians Session Musicians Hall of Fame, and a guy called Joe Chambers has put this together, basically helping to put on the map session musicians who did all this fantastic work without any real recognition.
Wow.
And so there I was, and I was very fortunate that Joe happens to know Steve Cropper from Booker T, obviously. And so he said, oh, I'll get Steve on the phone and we can come down and he can have a chat with you. And guess what? He did. And so there I am standing like in this room, and Steve walks in, and he's just a really lovely guy. And this is the guy who wrote Dock of the Bay, Knock on Wood, Midnight Hour, Mr. Pitiful, you know, I mean, just everything. You know, and we just sat down like two old friends, and we sat down and had a coffee, and he was just fantastic, really, really lovely guy, and we talked 60s music, you know, soul and blues and everything else, and he's a really lovely guy. So you know, the funny thing is, when we were there, he was still walking around this museum, and he said to me, we went into the Stax Corner, which is part of it, and he said, here, that drum kit, he said, that's the real drum kit we had, you know, and he starts telling me where it was in the Stax studio and everything like that. So yeah, I'm on cloud nine, mate. I really was. It was brilliant.
You got to spend time with Steve Cropper. I mean,
indeed,
this guy.
Yeah.
He, if you like, you know, the classic soul stuff, if you love the music of Otis Redding and Sam and Dave and Rufus Thomas. Yeah. I mean, that's him. This is the guy, the Blues Brothers. I know. And he seems quite easy, you know, a humble gentleman, or does he?
Humble man, very, very nice. Sitting down, and he just talks about some war stories, as we call them, you know. He just tells me stories. For instance, he said to me, you know, he said, Knock on Wood was basically just follow the dots, is what he said. You follow the dots, he says, because, you know, we came up with this song that just goes up the scale. He says, and then we did Midnight Hour, which was the other way down. So, you know, you just follow it downwards, and that's Midnight Hour, you know. And it took me 10 minutes to write it, you know. And he said he and Otis used to sit together in a hotel room and just knock out songs, the way he said it. But he did give me a little clue, and he said every song he wrote was about Otis Redding himself, about the man. So Mr. Pitiful, he said he was always, you know, he was charming and reserved, but he was, you know, he had pity for everybody. Right. And time. So, you know, if you listen to any of those songs, they'll all be about something about Otis Redding in there. So that was great.
Wow.
And tomorrow we're going to Graceland's and Stax Studios. And,
let me guess, you're going to sit down for a chat with Elvis himself, aren't you?
That's... Well, I thought I might see if Elvis is in the building, as they say. But that's what Memphis is, of course. So, you know, fantastic. So Sam Phillips, Sun Studios, and the Civil Rights Center. So we're going to have a good time.
Now, you've got to Memphis. Like you say, you've been on this road trip.
Mm.
If somebody's listening to it and they say, well, the road trip sounds fantastic here. And, of course, you will, when you get back, this is what you do for a living, you will write up sort of the full story of your trip, and we'll share that link on the Facebook page. We'll put that up there so you can read the full account of Andy's trip on this. But let's say, for example, we just wanted to go to Memphis because there's enough there to sustain a couple of weeks. So we go to Memphis. Ease of getting there, expensive getting around, types of hotels.
You're better off. I mean, it's very simple to get here. Is you probably, for me, United Airlines into Newark, into New York, and then just a quick zip across to Memphis. So that's pretty straightforward. Hotels, lots of budget hotels, very, very easy. If you do hire a car, I mean, you can fill a tank up for $20, which is, you know, 12 quid.
Wowza.
So very easy to run around. Pretty much cabs are cheap too. So it's a great place. And food, obviously, you know, southern fried food, fried chicken, lots of southern food, fried green tomatoes. It's whatever you think the south of it is, believe me.
So you've been tucking into a plate full of grits.
Grits, a lot of they say fried tomatoes, which is what they have here.
Wow.
Anything you can think of, it's you know, it might be stereotype, but it's true. It's a great place, and very hot. It's about 33 degrees here at the moment. Very, very warm. And I'll just leave you with another thing too. If you do get across to Nashville, which is only, you know, 2.5 hours away, the Grand Ole Opry, is a great thing to do. 90 years now they've been doing that. And I saw Rascal Flatts last night in doing a show in the Grand Ole Opry. Wow. And they're a great band too.
Wow. Yeah, Rascal Flatts, I mean, they're a terrific band. So did they do What Hurts the Most? That's my favourite Rascal Flatts song that they do.
No, they didn't. They did three numbers.
Scandal.
I know, it's shocking, isn't it?
I'm never listening to him again. That's what I'll say.
No, me too. I wanted to jam with Steve, of course, but my wife pulled me away. She said, no, it's enough. It's enough.
Did you not know who he was? Anyway, that's fantastic. We will put the link to Andy's full account of what happened on his trip to the States this time. But as always, lovely to talk to you, my friend. You enjoy the rest of your time in Memphis.
Yeah. And they say, walking in Memphis, that's right, on Beale Street.
That's where he is, Andy Mossack. Very jealous. Of all the places he's been, all of the things he's seen, to sit and talk turkey with Steve Cropper. Man alive. Full link will be online soon as he's back and written it. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Keep your eyes peeled on it. So, 25 to midnight.